playing fast. We're doing Beautiful Love. And the student is doing good. Trying to keep up. First time was hard. Second time was a little easier. But here's some tips that potentially could make it easier. You don't have to work so hard. I noticed you're playing on 2 and 4, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Like your whole body is tense because, like, and if you notice the pianist, the rhythm of the piano. Like, he had long note, short, dit. And that's over 4 bars. Now, granted, he's going to get busier as the, I don't know if it's a he, but let's just assume it is. A lot of the people who make these backing tracks are men. He's not working hard. Work to float the rhythm. Like, you could practice this with a metronome. When your metronome is on 2 and 4, you play wherever the heck you want. I have roughly 90, 98, which is a half note, so it would be, the tempo of this would be 180, what is 98 times 2? 196, I guess, right? So if that's 2 and 4, just listen for a minute. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. If you have a ton of voicings like that, but I'm not working hard at all with the rhythm. So before we even get to that sort of freeform thing, I like to recommend you just play whole notes and half notes with your chords. Like, I'm going to demonstrate what I want. Right on the one beat. And then here, you have to do a half note because the E half diminished in the A7, or right. So do a whole pass like that, and you who are listening, try it along with us. All right, here we go. 3, tap, not every beat. You don't have to work hard. Let the rhythm, the bass player is the only one who's playing quarter notes. And even then, he's not playing with them often. Now you're following along, like, way easier.
Yeah. And so, is this a G9?
The G7 sharp 11, just play G7. So always remember, slow, fast and slow is in the ear of the beholder. Like, 196 is fast in many circles. To me, it's not that fast. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, depending on where you live, like, growing up in New York City, like, 196 is, yeah, it's all right. It's almost 200, you know. But in some places, like, they never play. And this is true. Like, in some cities, they never play above, like, 200. Like, that, like, in, I heard, you know, on the West Coast, like Seattle or somewhere, that would be, like, the fastest people would play. New York, they could play 300, 350, just because it's whatever. So fast is relative, number one. Number two, fast is can become medium or slow with a change of perspective, just like that. We change the perspective to 98, and 98 is pretty slow, right? So if you have to, just think half fast. All right? What else? My other tips are, now that you're comfortable with that, now float the rhythm wherever you want. You can...
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Like, how about this? I'm to make it clear what I'm doing. We did a different session where we're just floating the rhythm, but now I'm going to get more specific. Still only hit one hit per chord. It's your choice where it goes in the bar, and it's your choice whether it rings out or it's short. But you're only going to hit each chord one time. Okay? Here we go. Twice. per bar I'm talking about. Gonna demonstrate before we do it one more time. Only hitting one chord per bar, like we were just doing, but with varying whether it's short or long, and varying the placement within the bar, or even just ahead of the bar. There's quite a bit of variety and propulsion and momentum and whatever other words you would describe to good comping. And I'm not working any harder than when we just played whole notes. Not a bit. So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. Just demonstrating. Ah, that was twice. Oops. Much more work, really. So now you can do any rule. You can have any rules. You can hit it as many times as you want. You can skip the chord entirely. You can play it death metal style, whatever you want to do. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.